The Department of Interior's Minerals Management Service will hold a public hearing on offshore energy development Thursday, April 16th at the University of San Francisco Mission Bay campus in San Francisco. Unlike the past, these hearings won't just be about offshore oil and gas development. They'll also take public comment on offshore alternative energy like wave, tidal, and wind power. Department of Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says this is a new direction for the department.
The production, development, and delivery of renewable energy will be a top priority for the Department of the Interior. This is another step toward changing how we do business at the department. In his first few weeks, President Obama has made it clear that reducing our dependence on foreign oil and building a clean energy economy is front and center on his agenda.
Salazar has signed a secretarial order making the, quote, production, development, and delivery of renewable energy top priorities for the department, unquote. In essence, President Barack Obama has sacked the Bush administration's five-year offshore oil and gas drilling proposal in exchange for a new one. The new five-year draft proposed program for offshore energy development now includes areas for possible oil and gas leases as well as alternative energy leases for developments like wave power. Frank Quimby, a public information officer with the Department of Interior, says next month's hearing on the five-year plan will include input on all energy possibilities in the OCS. That's the Outer Continental Shelf.
Those regional meetings are going to hear reports and comments on both development of traditional oil and gas resources on the Outer Continental Shelf as well as the development of renewable resources on the Outer Continental Shelf. That's what those meetings are for. They're to take public comment and listen to reports from interior science agencies about both what we know about the extent of traditional oil and gas resources and some of the environmental implications of their development, as well as what we know about the nature and quality of renewable energy resources on the Outer Continental Shelf, specifically wind, solar, wave, and ocean current.
But California is still an area proposed for offshore oil and gas developments. The revised five-year plan notes the oil and gas potential in Mendocino and Humboldt counties. That includes leasing upwards of 44.7 million acres for oil and gas development along both counties by the year 2014. Another proposal would lease up to 2 million acres in the Punta Arenas Basin, mostly along Mendocino County's coastline. Northern California has the nation's fifth largest oil capacity, with an estimated 1.6 billion barrels of oil. According to the new five-year plan, quote, two companies expressed interest, unquote, in the hydrocarbon potential in Northern California. Salazar says while his office is prioritizing renewable energy development, oil and gas leasing is still on the table.
I want to be clear, we will continue to responsibly develop our oil and gas resources on our public lands. In the last 6 weeks, we have had five major oil and gas lease sales onshore alone, netting more than $32 million in royalties for taxpayers. And next week, I will be traveling to New Orleans to participate in a lease sale for the Central Gulf of Mexico. These will add important resources to our domestic energy production.
According to the new five-year offshore energy plan, the governors of Oregon, California, and Washington are, quote, opposed to including new areas for offshore drilling, unquote. It also states that, quote, over 60% of the citizen comments from California are opposed to new offshore drilling. And specific local comments were opposed to activity, citing the sensitivity of the coastal environment, unquote. The plan also notes the California Coastal Commission is opposed to new offshore oil and gas developments. And the State Assembly has passed a resolution supporting the continued moratorium on offshore drilling. For some regions, oil and gas development may not be the Department of Interior's primary focus. Salazar says his new secretarial order is aimed at streamlining a backlog of renewable energy projects the Bush administration left behind.
But for the last administration, renewable energy simply was not a priority. They focused their time instead on almost exclusively on permitting for oil and gas. But in their focus on oil and gas alone, renewable energy permits stacked up. Today, in the BLM southwestern states, there is a backlog of over 200 solar energy applications. In addition, there are some 20 proposed wind development projects on BLM lands in the West. These are engineering and construction jobs that would be created if only we were to approve a solar farm in the desert or a new wind farm on the High Plains. But with no permits, there can be no jobs for any of these projects. The secretarial order I am signing today gives priority treatment to the processing of permits required for renewable energy generation and transmission on public lands.
The new five-year plan also notes that Northern California has two tentative areas of interest for OCS wave energy, one in Humboldt County and another in Mendocino County. However, there are two proposed projects in Mendocino County. Pacific Gas and Electric, the state's largest energy provider, wants to develop a wave energy project in Fort Bragg. And Green Wave Energy Solutions, LLC, a private company backed by a Republican real estate investor, wants to develop a wave energy project in Mendocino. Salazar says the Department of Interior has identified thousands of acres for alternative energy developments.
The department manages one-fifth of the country's landmass. Over 1.7 billion acres of offshore lands and properties and lands with some of the highest renewable energy potential in the nation. The Bureau of Land Management has already identified a total of approximately 20.6 million acres of public land with wind energy potential in the 11 western states and approximately 29.5 million acres with solar energy potential in the 6 southwestern states. There are over 140 million acres of public lands in western states and Alaska with significant geothermal resources. In addition, we have significant wind and wave potential offshore. The National Renewable Energy Lab in Colorado has identified more than 1,000 gigawatts of wind potential off the Atlantic coast, with more than 900 gigawatts of wind potential off of our Pacific coast.
Salazar didn't specifically talk much about wave energy, nor does the five-year plan. It notes the wave power potential, but says wave energy remains in a research stage. Before the Department of Interior gives the green light for renewable energy projects, Salazar says the department will consider all environmental impacts.
We will also ensure that as we develop our renewable resources, we will protect our treasured landscapes, our water, and our wildlife. These are not conflicting priorities. They are part of our mission and part of our vision for an energy-independent future in which we also serve as responsible stewards of our land.
Salazar emphasized the need for new rules and regulations for renewable energy developments. The new five-year offshore energy proposal will take eight factors into consideration before granting leases for offshore developments. Those include economic impacts, impacts to existing resources and ecology, the interest of oil and gas producers, and the laws of other states. The five-year plan also recognizes FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's authority over wave energy developments within 3 miles of the coastline. Salazar says his entire department will work with other agencies like FERC to create a process for renewable energy development. Public comment on the new five-year offshore energy plan is due September 21st. And for those wanting to provide public comment in person, the Department of Interior's Minerals Management Service will hold a public hearing on offshore energy development in San Francisco Thursday, April 16th at the University of San Francisco Mission Bay campus. For more information on the hearing or how to submit your public comment, people can visit our website. That's kzyx.org. I'm Christina Onnested reporting for the KZYX and Z Community News.